Hey, this is Audra and Kelly.
Oh, hey, Audra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You
How
know,
are
I
you
can't
doing?
complain. I've worked out 5 days in a row,
Good for
so
you.
I'm feeling pretty good.
That's awesome.
So,
That is.
you all have been having a few challenges. So, let's see, do we need to wait for anybody to get on?
We don't know if Bridget's going to be on or not.
Okay, how about Kelly?
He's right here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm good, Kurt. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks.
Glad to hear you're back to working out on a regular basis and in a regular
Yeah, I
routine.
mean, I'm not doing anything heavy, but you know, I'm on the treadmill doing intervals for about 20, 25 minutes, and then I'm on a recumbent bike doing another 20. And then they introduced this is this rehab program I'm going through, and they reintroduced me back to weights. So I'll go to my gym and do kind of the similar thing. So I go 3 times a week for the rehab, and then I do the other two sessions at my own gym. And I'm
Okay.
finding that working out pretty well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we've got a lot to talk about in terms of what's going on with you all, and I want to start with your agenda first. I know you want to talk about what the disposition of Audra's job description slash title might be. So why don't we kind of start there, and then I was thinking that maybe one of the things that we want to do since it's June is spend a little time on the business plan, some of the initiatives, and see if we're continuing to make progress in that regard.
Okay.
So let's start with you all and get a sense of what's going on with the job description title, that type of thing.
Okay. Kelly?
Well, it's not been good.
Really?
Yeah, it's been actually
It's gotten worse.
it's been what I would call probably the most challenging 2 weeks, 3 weeks that we've had in our working careers.
Wow.
And we're not letting that like stop the business or anything. In fact, we're doing things to protect the business. And I don't know how much of that you want to get into or not get into, what's appropriate in a call, but we're doing what we need to do to take care of our clients and ourselves, both emotionally and just in general. I can get really granular on your specific question, or I can just keep it at a very high level. But I'm
Well, are we
interested.
making progress? Are we moving toward a resolution?
Not really. No, in fact, we're moving away from a resolution. And in fact, I think in the interest of just not talking over Audra and maybe losing things in translation, I'm happy to visit about this. It's just they left me out of the process until the very end, honestly. And it was mishandled
Okay.
in a profoundly unprofessional way.
Not by me.
I mean, what, not by Audra, just by some managers that are at RBC that just have been just, in my estimation, very unprofessional, I guess is about, and that's putting it mildly.
Okay.
I'll let Audra tell you the details, and you can make your own judgment as to whether you think I'm off track or on track. trying to keep it positive, but I don't want to put lipstick on a pig and call it a beauty contestant either.
Well, so let's just get into it, because I don't know that we need to expound on that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to see how this relates to, you know, your business development, the kind of activities that you're involved
in.
It
significantly does, actually, because we're having to restructure all of our job descriptions, and more of the account maintenance is going to fall on Kelly's shoulder.
Oh, wow.
And that, yeah, because essentially I can only work in the office. I can't talk to clients outside of the office. I can't meet with clients outside of the office. I cannot receive emails from clients out of the office. Really, all of my work has to be in the office.
She has no remote access.
I have no remote access at all. So it is 100% in the office, and I can't help with any of the retirement plan educational meetings, so that all reverts back to Kelly.
Which I can handle. I mean, there is a way to toggle this and make it work, but it wasn't so much the message, Curtis. I mean, I don't like the message. I mean, obviously that's not a good message. It was the way it was.
Yeah,
it
they didn't make an appointment with me. They know I work part-time. They said that they wanted to talk. I emailed them back and said, great, you know, let's schedule a time, you know, for tomorrow. These are my openings. I didn't hear back from them. I hear back from them on Friday when I'm on my family time. So I'm in the middle of IKEA with my mother-in-law and son.
This is the Friday before Memorial Day weekend.
And
right.
The whole thing has come to a head because last week our son was at my mother-in-law. So they wanted me to email them to get permission to work on holidays. And so I emailed and said, hey, I need to meet with a client for 2 hours. Let me know if that's okay. And so they start the call off with, literally this is how they started the call. You know, hey, where are you, blah, blah, blah. Or no, you know, hey, we needed to talk to you about this. And it was Suzanne and Tracy or whatever, Tammy, I don't know, together. And I was like, okay, I go just a second because I've got to take care of my family. I'm at the IKEA right now. They're like, oh, well, we can do this later. And I go, well, I mean, if this is material to the Memorial Day appointment that I asked permission for, I really don't think we can, because I'm booked this afternoon in client meetings. And then it's Memorial Day. And they go,
right.
Okay, well, I guess you want to do it now. I go, you know, against the backdrop that we did not schedule a time, we're going to have to do this now. And then they go, why did you work President's Day? I mean, that is exactly what, and with that tone, why did you work President's Day? I was like, I don't remember what happened on President's Day. I go, that was months ago. I don't remember. But I reported it, and after I reported it, you asked me to let you all know if I'm going to be working on holidays, and so I emailed you to let you know that I was going to work this holiday and to make sure that you were okay with it, and I go, I'm working on this holiday, but, you know, because my kid's out of town, and I'm a working mother, and it's the summer, and it's very hard to juggle family and work during the summers as a working mother. So if my child's out of town, I'm going to work as much as I possibly can.
Well, plus the client wanted, that's when she
that's
when
she
meet.
Wanted to work, or when she wanted to meet.
And she's deaf.
Yeah. And so, you know, so they go into this whole, well, here's the deal. You can't see the client on holidays. And I'm like, awesome. Thanks for letting me know. I won't see them on holidays. But the last that you told me was that you wanted me to ask you permission. But now that you said you don't want me to see clients on holidays, that is not a problem. And they go, and furthermore, you can only
see clients in the office. You can't meet with clients for lunch out of the office. You can't do anything out of the office. And then I said, well, I go, that is markedly different from what we were told when we moved our practice over 5 years ago, because we described what our practice was, the job descriptions of everybody on the team intimately. And my job description was described intimately before we moved the practice over. And we would have more than likely made very different decisions in where we moved our practice had this piece of information been communicated to us in a timely manner. And, and I go, and I'm going to underscore that point with the fact that now I have a husband who's had 5 eye surgeries last year. He can only see clearly midfield down. He can't see anything from the horizon up.
I can't
clearly.
See it. It's just not
clearly.
Yeah, clearly, yeah.
And I
yeah.
said, you know, part of my job description is servicing these retirement plans, which involves me driving out to them because whoever meets with them has to drive out to them because it is educational meetings, and that's what you do with retirement plans. And they, well, can't you do a WebEx? And I said, I don't know. Can I do a WebEx with a bunch of oil field workers? Could they log on to their computer at the job site? You know? So I go, that's not a solution.
Some of them could, but there are a lot of them that couldn't.
No.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah. I mean,
and I don't mind doing it. It's just it's going to require more time on my part, and you know, you're better at that sort of thing, but that's the way they want to do it.
So anyway, so they get, you know, this whole, you know, so then they start asking me, you know, what do you do and why do you do it? They don't understand anything about retirement plans. I mean, they don't know what a fiduciary file is. They don't know what fiduciary liability is. They don't know about annual reviews. They don't know about educational. I mean, they don't know anything.
No, not yet.
So, you know, so they're asking me all of this. And then I asked them, I said, look, you know, so where they leave it is we're going to explore, you know, any options that can help. And I'm like, well, okay. So I go, awesome. I go, I'm at the IKEA. I haven't been able to take notes because I'm at the IKEA. And and so I need you to send me an email that is outlining what we've discussed in this call, because I don't want to explain this to my husband whose practice this affects incorrectly. So if you could send me an email, that would be great. And, I go, it sounds to me like, you know, essentially you're going to be advocating on my behalf with HR. And so I'm going to ask you, since I am now entrusting you to be my advocate, you know, what are your thoughts on this situation as a human being? You know, what are your thoughts on this particular situation? I need to know. And, you know, I mean, I got nothing from them throughout the whole, all of it.
Did they answer that or
no.
What did they do?
They said, well, we would like to help you as much as we can in your practice.
Okay.
So, which is totally.
Did they say where this change is coming about? Is there some regulatory issue that's come up recently?
I can speak to that.
Okay.
There's nothing, Curtis, that I know about that's specific to our group.
Okay.
There's more to the story here that I want Audra to be able to expand on. In the last 48 hours, I had lunch with a friend of mine who's a wholesaler for one of the retirement plan companies.
Right.
And I was sharing with him in confidence a much more abbreviated version than what you just heard of like, you know, we're seeing more regulations. We're seeing more scrutiny. We're seeing more limitations put on Audra, and, you know, and his initial reaction was that he thought it was like some sort of a retaliation targeting of our group type thing. And then, you know, I go, well, I don't want to jump to that conclusion. I mean, until I know definitively that that's the case, I'm just not going to go there, because I just don't want to be that person, if you will, that's always sort of looking for the fight to pick. And the conversation turned into some other things that were more like, here's what you need to do to cover your butt kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, as we got deeper into the conversation, you know, and I reiterated to him that, you know, I don't want to assume that this is sort of like a targeted at us, you know, that we're being treated differently than anybody else in, you know, a similar situation type thing. I go, until I know for sure, I'm not gonna jump to that conclusion. When I reiterated that position again, he goes, holy crap. And I go, what? And his eyes got kind of big. And he goes, you're not going to believe this. But he said, my stepsister's husband was second in command at RBC in compliance in their corporate office. And he goes, I was with him when he got fired on January the 9th. And he knew that he was getting canned because his boss, who's head of all of compliance at RBC, had gotten canned the week before, like the first week of January. And so we were together at dinner that night, and we were discussing it, and he literally had just gotten axed, and he'd known that, you know, the axing was coming, because apparently there was some sort of this massive, at least what appeared to me on the surface to be a rather massive purging of high-level managers and compliance at RBC in the first week of January. And right. Then there was, and then within our own division, within our own complex, our person who's normally handled compliance affairs, who we've worked with for almost 6 years now, she was repositioned out of that position in what was described as an organizational realignment, which it was. It wasn't specific to her. They literally changed the way they do oversight. So first came the managers leaving, I'm sure obviously replacements coming in, and then a restructuring of compliance at the complex level. And this new manager, we've met with her once in our office, and, you know, it was fine. I didn't have any really what I considered like, oh my God, concerns, you know. I mean, was I excited about the fact that, you know, we weren't working with the other one? No, because I actually had a good relationship with the other one. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't have any issues compliance-wise. I still don't have any compliance issues that I'm aware of. If I have them, I'm not aware of them. I certainly haven't talked to the manager about
what's
it.
What's the solution? What's the solution? I mean, I have some thoughts, but have you thought about the solution?
Okay. Yeah, here's the rest of the story. They further said in the email that from now on, either Kelly or I, so first of all, you know, there's no solution. I have to only work out of the office. I can't go and do anything. You know, I basically can't do my job. And so I've got to figure out another job. And if anybody is going to be going to any of the retirement plans, we have to submit a form 8 weeks in advance, because like it's a speaking engagement, because they're considering all of these retirement plan education meetings, speaking engagements.
That's just to meet with an existing client.
To meet with an existing client. And if I am going to have lunch with a client or do anything with a client with Kelly, then I have to ask for their permission first.
Then the other thing, too, is they sent her literally a two full page email, had never contacted me about any of this stuff. until I was CC'd on this, what effectively turned out to be two full pages, very lengthy, just caustically written email.
It is the worst.
I mean, I in my whole working career, I've never seen an email that was as antagonistic, and I'll just say it, fuck you, in tone, as this email was that was sent to Audra and then CC'd to me. And that was my first communication with these two managers about this issue. Like, they made no attempt to meet with us collectively. They made no attempt to include me on the phone call the Friday afternoon before Memorial Day weekend. They took some things that she said and twisted them into things that she didn't say. And I replied to the email, and I was very professional and just said, you know, as we've always done in the past, and I'm summarizing it. I said, as we've always done in the past, we will comply and do whatever the firm requires is necessary. And, you know, just kept it very short and professional and positive. But it was just a caustically rude email that was just a essentially a written beatdown.
Mm-hmm.
It was a book, basically. It was a beatdown book is the best way I could describe it. Is that fair, Audra?
Yeah, that was awful.
It was just pathetic. I mean, even if they hate our guts, which I don't see any reason why they would, I don't know what we've done that would cause them to have that sort of vitriol, but still, it's like, you don't send emails like that out in professional, you know, you corporate, anything. You don't send something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's, throughout the big picture, throughout the industry, there are a number of issues going on with management, leadership, reorganizations. I don't know of a firm out there right now that isn't going through some strange stuff. You know, one of the managers that I coach at and this is confidential at Merrill, been in the top 20 managers in the firm for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He happens to be in San Francisco, has Mill Valley, all the way up to Napa and Santa Rosa, about 180 eight FAs.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing like a super job.
Right.
And this has actually been being recorded. I'm going to take this off of record. Hold on.